You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The Car Feature.
With Jacob Mushokwa.
Right, and we're taking your calls because Jacob has made his once a month visit to us. This is where we talk about car valuations and reviews. If you have a particular car that you'd like to get his thoughts on, give us a call because lots is happening in the car market. Last year may have been really difficult, but it looks like car makers are continuing to forge ahead and there will be new models hitting the streets this year. And you may be in the market for one of those new ones, or you may be looking for a pre-loved car. So give us a call on 011-883-0702. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, Aza. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. So as we line up those calls for you, what kind of adventures have you had lately?
Whew, the past few weeks has been amazing, Aza. Just want to give you a quick roundup of the two main cars I got to test drive. One being VW's new Caravelle. So they did a bit of a facelift on the Caracara. It's called the T6.1. It's plush as hell. I mean, leather seats and the two back seats behind the driver are the ones that rotate right around. It's like the ultimate family vehicle, right? It's got each and every little bell and whistle you could ask for.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they're outpricing themselves up against the likes of the Mercedes-Benz V-Series, V-Class.
Yes.
Because the price of this car is like just under 1.2 million rand. Now, if I was just being who I am, if I had a million rand or even 800,000 rand, I'd rather buy like a pre-owned V250 Mercedes-Benz. But I mean, that's just my kind of thinking when it comes to a car like that. But it's one of those cars that you just want to get in and drive. You want to get on a proper adventure with the family or with your friends and you want to go. All-round perfect car. And the fact that it's full motion means that you can also take it on a bit of an off-road adventure as well.
So made for road trips. And of course, there's the nostalgia around the Caravelle in South Africa. And the ones I've been seeing on the road, some of them have these two tones, you know, two colors. The top is a different color. The bottom is another one. Saw a white and blue one the other day that looked really, really cool. So they continuing to add a unique touch, you know, to this particular category.
Yeah. So the thing about these cars is they are big cars for South Africans to follow, because if you look at it, it's been something like 70 odd years of the VW Combi, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
So they've come a long way. And like you said, perfect adventure car for any family or anyone who just likes to have space. So listen, I don't want to tell you about this Caravelle anymore. I got to tell you about what I was driving this past weekend,
mm-hmm.
Azania.
Mm-hmm.
It costs 4.5 million rand. It has over 360 kilowatts and the color is canary yellow. It's a Porsche 911 GT3 RS.
Wow.
If you're looking for the perfect supercar, Azania, you don't have to look any further. I went to a car event with it on Sunday. And, you know, when you go to these supercar events, there's always somebody who shows you up, right? The funny thing was, I was the one who showed up.
You got to know what that's like.
Yeah. It's something very special. I mean, it's literally the last GT3 at the moment, because towards the end of the year, there'll be a new GT3 coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't even want to know how fast the new one is. This car is ridiculously quick. It's comfortable as hell. You'd expect it to not kind of be practical at all to drive every day. And I mean, I had the car for about 72 hours. So I picked it up on Thursday afternoon last week. Yes, it was raining, which made it like a little difficult to get around Joburg. But I mean, come Friday afternoon when the sun was out, I had the time of my life. I liked how you can navigate through traffic with it. I love how when you get onto the highway and you need to give it a bit of a push, it's ready to go as well. The fact that it's a car that does the crossover between track and road,
yeah.
I think that's like the ultimate supercar ever. It really just gave me an eye-opener.
Mm.
When I get my money right, I'm buying a GT3 RS.
Wonderful. So, Jacob, let's take a break while we just process that. I mean, a car that is canary yellow. You see some beautiful colors out there, but whether one will go for them is another question. You've seen those electric green ones, right? Not just the canary yellow, but there's this green which just pops and almost is neon in a way. It's so beautiful just to look at. I don't know about making the commitment, but he drove a canary yellow car. So we'll take your calls now on 011-883-0702 for car valuations and reviews with Jacob Moshokwa. He gets to have all the adventures and come back and report all of this for us. And he's got his books with us. Which books do you have, Jacob?
I've got all the books. If it's Bucky's, I can give you a valuation. If it's normal cars, I can do that. So I'm good to go. Any car is good to go.
Fantastic. So let's take a break. Your calls on 011-883-0702.
702.
The Car Feature.
With Jacob Moshokwa.
14 minutes to 3, and we're taking your calls now for your valuations with Jacob Moshokwa. We've got Nambasa calling us from Centurion. Hi, Nambasa.
Hi, Azania.
Welcome.
Hope you guys are good.
Yes.
Thank you. I just wanted to check. I'm actually looking for a car, a mini SUV, and then the price range around $350,000. So I just wanted to find out Jacob's opinion. I looked at Tucos, and I also looked at Mazda, the new Mazda, I think, for the X5. So just wanted to see what is my best.
What's the first car option you mentioned?
You said T-Cross.
Oh, T-Cross. Okay. T-Cross. Yeah. So which of those two? You're having a toss-up between the two. Have you driven any of them, Numbers?
Yes, I have driven the two of them.
And you liked the drives equally? Or?
I like the drive, yeah.
So. One more than the other or not?
Yes, I've got a preference.
Okay. Jacob, your thoughts there.
Yes, I've got a preference, but obviously an opinion from an expert would be...
Yes, it would be appreciated. Yes. Okay, yes. Jacob?
Yeah.
All right, so both amazing cars, brilliant cars without a doubt. For me, I would think that the T-Cross sort of loses because it hasn't got the whole 4Motion proper off-roading. But I like that she mentioned that she's looking for something that is like a crossover SUV and something small and compact. Mm. There are also some cars that aren't mentioned there, which I think are also worth mentioning. Definitely the Suzuki Vitara Brezza, as well as the Hyundai Venue. And Nissan is also releasing something new in that category. I think it's called the Nissan Magnite. It'll be out like in the middle of March. So it's also something that I think is worth getting behind the wheel of. For me, the toss-up should be between the T-Cross and the Nissan Magnite. The reason why I'm not backing the Mazda as much is I haven't driven it, but I've looked at the specs and I've looked at the build of the car. It is quality. So I don't want to 100% put in the Mazda in there as a contender. But for me, if you look at quality builds overall and how the Germans build cars, it looks like the T-Cross will definitely be the one if you are not looking for a 4Motion. The price range that you're at 300 or 350 odd, is perfect because there's a lot more cars that you could play with. I mean, even if you look at something that's more on the second-hand market, maybe like an X-Trail or something that's from 2016, 2017, it's still a good car, and you might be able to get something with 4x4 as well. So you're in a great position. My advice would be get behind the wheel of each and every one and make a decision from there. And also open your mind up to something that's a little older, as in like 2017, 2018. There's nothing wrong with that as well.
Number
Actually, the reason why I'm skeptical of getting something that is older, it's because I experienced some problem with the previous car. So I'm looking at an option of getting something that is preferably new. So I haven't explored that option so much.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm. Okay, no, it makes sense. It makes sense. And I agree with you in some way. I'm surprised you didn't mention the make of the vehicle that you ran into problems with, but we'll leave it there. If I must choose one, Nambasa, it will definitely be the T-Cross then.
Okay.
It will be the okay. Thank you so much.
Does it match your preference is what now I'm curious about.
You are not home. Let's leave it there. Then, yeah. Thank you so much.
Says it all. Thank you, Nambasa. Thank you for the call. So, Jacob, what do you mean, what did you say, 4Motion?
4Motion. So it's a four-wheel drive system. You know, when you're going off-road, sometimes... Yes. You need a car that's not only a front-wheel drive or not only a rear-wheel drive. So VW, they call their four-wheel drive system 4Motion. So the number 4 and then Motion. Yeah, always an added extra. I mean, when you're an adventurous type of person and you are going out onto gravel roads, etc. It's a bit risky sometimes to go with a car that is not full motion because it could leave you stuck in the mud, literally. So, yeah, if you're going to play around in the compact SUV market, try and bring in that full motion or that 4x4 ability that these cars offer.
Yes. All right. So that's good to know because you mentioned it with the Caravelle as well. And you could have said just all-wheel drive. I don't know why you're throwing new things around. It's as simple as that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So we're doing your valuations this afternoon with Jacob Moshogwa. He's got his books and he can tell you what you can expect in the marketplace if you're looking to sell a car or if you're looking or you're in the market for a new car. That's on 011-883-0702. We'll come to the WhatsApps in a moment, but back to the lines. Anne, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, Anne.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you. So you have a car that you want an evaluation on from Jacob?
Yes, please. I've got a Ford EcoSport. Mm-hmm. It's a 2017 model, and it's got 63,000 Ks on the clock.
Okay.
It's a titanium, so it's a full spec. And it's a 1 liter manual transmission.
Right.
EcoSport 1 liter, 2017, you said, hey?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. A 1 liter EcoBoost Ford EcoSport titanium. Mm-hmm. The trade on the car is 175,700, and retail is 191,100 rand. That's the retail price.
Mm.
Okay, cool. So that means like if I traded it in on something at a dealer, I'd get the lower price. But if I tried to sell it myself with like We Buy Cars or someone, I might get the higher price?
No. Yeah. So if you're selling it yourself, not by like, let's say selling it yourself,
private
like you
sale.
Advertising it yourself. On Facebook or on Gumtree, etc., you could ask for like a reasonable price of around 190,000. But if you go to somebody like We Buy Cars or you go to a dealer, they'll give you the number I gave you earlier, 175,700. That's the trade price.
Okay, cool.
If you need more advice, whatever, you can take my email from Jonathan and I can try and direct you or steer you in the right direction. I obviously am working within a dealership network as well, so I could try and get you the best offer as well on a trade or even on a retail price.
Cool. Okay, great. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. All the best, Anne. Welcome. And then we have Julega. Am I saying your name correctly, Julega?
Yes, you are.
Oh, wonderful. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about your car or the question you have this afternoon.
Okay, so the question I had is basically our values is new in South Africa, mm-hmm. not very new, the year for a few years. But I just wanted thoughts and opinions on the make of the car. Is it good value for money? And particularly the H6C Lux.
Ah, Azania, you know how I feel about this. Yeah, so Juliga, I was very fortunate enough to actually go to the Haval factory a few years ago in China. In terms of build quality, trust me, the cars are built properly. They are properly built. I got to drive the likes of the H6C about 2 or 3 years ago as well. I've driven the H9 as well. Overall, the brand comes with a lot of respect because in China, one of the biggest manufacturers is Great Wall Motors, GWM. And Haval is a subsidiary of GWM. And the biggest car sellers in China are GWM and Haval. So South Africans are taking a while to sort of attach themselves to the likes of the Haval, but I'm seeing a lot more on the road now. Don't ever doubt the option of build quality. Their build quality is amazing. And the nice thing is that a lot of the new cars, they offer up to 5-year warranty and motor plan and cover. They even include roadside assistance. But trust me, you won't ever need to use roadside assistance for at least the first 5 years you have the car. So H6C, if you're buying it manual, if you're buying it brand new, go for it. Trust me, you will not You'll not doubt it. You'll never regret it.
But you know what, Jacob? It's the other thing of worrying whether or not that manufacturer will stay in the country. I mean, what was it? At the end of last month, we heard that Mahindra South Africa will no longer be the distributor of SsangYong, for instance. And SsangYong came and then they exited the South African market 4 years ago. But yeah. Then Mahindra continued looking after it as far as after sales is concerned. So it's also in part, you know, that question about what happens to the resale, what happens to the customer aftercare. Not that people are hugely inconvenienced, but it's comforting, you know, to know that this is for the long haul.
Yeah, that's a bit tricky because you can never predict that. I mean, GM also left not so long ago as well, and the likes of Citroen as well, but Citroen is being looked after by Peugeot now. So it's always a bit tricky, but for me, with something like the Haval, I only see it growing. I see more Haval dealerships coming up, etc. So I think they're still going to have a good run before there's any doubt of them or any chance of them leaving the vehicle market in South Africa, especially okay. because they want to penetrate the African continent as well. It's not just a plan for South Africa. So I think they're in it for the long haul with Haval. Okay. That's my call.
Well, Julega, thank you for your call. Next, let's hear about your car now. You're in Mondeo and you have a Toyota Auris.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So I just wanted to have an evaluation on it, on how much can I get for it.
What's the mileage now?
The mileage is 300. Is it 300,000? Yes.
Wowza. Mm-hmm. And how old is the car? Which year?
2013. It's a hybrid.
Okay.
Oh, the 2013 Auris hybrid, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let me see. 1.8.
Okay. I'm using a computer system, so I'm just scrolling down to Toyota. Cool. Got Auris.
300,000.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got it up here. 2013 1.8 XS hybrid Auris. So the trade on the car is 170 on the nose, and the retail price is 195,200 Rand. But
that
with your kind of... That mileage is quite high, so I think anything around the trade price of around 120 would make more sense, and a retail price of around 150 would make more sense. That's just me judging. And I mean, if it's a 2013 car, we wonder what the full-on the overall condition of the car is. So yeah, if you get anything near 120 on a trade price, I say take it and run.
Right, that'll be a factor. Okay. No, there you go.
Thank you.
Hope you get what you're looking for. Thank you for the call.
I hope so.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's Noah in Mondeo. And Jacob, just like that, that's all we have time for. And there's still so many more calls. So I guess until our next month date.
Okay. Yeah. Our next month date it is. In the meantime, people can drop me an email. It's jmushukwa@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then I'll be able to help wherever I can. I am working at DigiCars as well, so I'll be able to help where I can in terms of giving people valuations and inspections, etc., so they don't get ripped off.
Fantastic. Thank you. That's our Jacob Mushoko.